What's going on, guys? Tucker Bierman here, one of the owners and operator of Refined Tile and Design, coming to you on the Refining Exchange podcast. We're starting a new series called Under the Surface, where we talk to local business owners, operators, entrepreneurs in Wilmington, North Carolina, specifically in the residential trades. So we're excited to bring to you a couple of these stories, a couple of these business owners that service the area and that we love to get to work with. What's going on, guys? Tucker Bierman here with the Refining Exchange podcast, here meeting with Lauren Stelzner, Lauren Stelzner Interiors. Excited to have you on.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so we work with Lauren a ton. We've gotten to work with you in some previous design companies you've worked for and gotten to see you kind of step into this new entrepreneurial journey, starting your own business. So excited to, for you to share your story.
Yeah.
So take us all the way back, coming out of high school, coming out of college. Mm-hmm. What's your design background?
So I went to a high school where you pick what you're going to do as soon as you start freshman year. So I did design all 4 years of high school. And then I graduated early from high school and went to a local college, took some classes in business, took a few psychology classes. And then from there, I joined the design program locally here at Cape Fear. Fell in love with design even more. Spent 2 years there, met so many amazing people that really helped build my design community. And then from there, I worked for a few people in town and loved every second of it, but I knew there was something more for me. And so recently, probably in the last 2 years, I had the mindset of wanting to go out on my own. And I just wasn't ready yet mentally. I didn't think I wanted to do it just yet. And then my husband really pushed me. He gave me the courage and he was like, I'm going to support you. I'll be there along the way. So he's the one who pushed me. And then my family, of course. So I took the leap around a year and a half, 2 years ago and started my own firm. And it was the best decision ever. It was amazing. I should have done it a year or two before, but I learned so many valuable things working for other people. And I met so many wonderful trades. So I'm glad I did it when I did it. Everything happened for a reason. The timing was perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Well, that's a wrap, I guess, right?
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. So where are you from originally?
I'm from Johnston County, which is a small southern little town. It's in North Carolina, exit 319.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it's really small and I knew there was nothing for me there. Soon as I graduated early, so I was 17. Mm-hmm. And I remember I couldn't even get an apartment because I couldn't sign. I wasn't a legal adult yet. So I found the first roommate that was above the age of 21.
Yeah.
And we signed our apartment together. And I moved to Wilmington as soon as we signed our apartment. It was amazing. And that's where my Wilmington journey started.
So you took 2 years at Cape Fear in the design program. And then once you graduated there, you jumped right into the design field?
Yeah. So I did some internships and then... this all happened during COVID. So I actually was a COVID student for a while. And I decided to take a break from design and go to business school. So I attended UNCW and I studied there for a while and I loved it, but I was lacking the creativeness that I like always wanted. And so I studied at UNCW for 2 years, probably a little over 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to be back in the field. So I was like, you know what? I can always go back to school. So I decided to pull out of UNCW and I got my first big girl design job. And it was great. Loved it. It was so much fun. But then it was time for me to go out on my own. I have my business background. I have some psychology background, which is so important in this field.
That is a huge add-on, for sure.
It was definitely a good thing to have. So I was like, you know what? It's time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you think when you were coming, so getting high school experience in the, like, they made you like pick a trade or pick a career path?
Yeah. So you start at freshman year and you pick whatever, and it could be medical, it could be design. And so I did design. And so you have to do that your whole 4 years.
Yeah,
and you can obviously swap if you want to, but I come from a family of My uncle was a framer. My aunt's in HVAC. My other uncle, he's in custom cabinets. My mom works with loans. So like I have always been in the construction environment.
Yeah.
So I knew I wanted to be in this field, doing something, and design was always my calling. Mm-hmm. So having a school that encourages you to like step out and follow and chase your dreams was amazing.
That's huge. And a lot of people at that age don't get that.
Yeah, no, they kinda, for sure.
You know, I can see how schools, especially in college, try to pigeonhole you a little bit, but but to give you the opportunity to step into like what you said, what your passion is amazing. What were some of the things that you learned from working for the other firms that kind of set you up for success starting your own business?
I think just how to interact with people. And when I say people, I mean like customers, vendors, builders, trades, everyone. I feel like customer service in our field is like so important.
Yes.
Just learning how to communicate and the psychology behind it all. And I mean, we're not just designers. Sometimes we're also therapists and things like that. So I feel like just seeing what works best for me with interacting with people. Also, a lot of the times it's not always pretty. It's also crunching numbers and learning systems. And I feel like just working for people, seeing what works for them, but also understanding it might not work for me, which has helped tremendously because I've, since starting my own business, gone through so many different processes, seeing what I like, what I don't like. So I think really just learning like the overall process of owning a business and then the overall just process of becoming my own boss, really.
Which is challenging.
Yeah, it's very challenging.
Because there is so much that I know that goes into like you running your business and trying to figure out where you add value. And you don't have any employees yet, right?
Just hired on an intern.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
She's part-time, but I will say it was definitely needed. But she's super sweet. She's super bubbly, which I feel like I need someone who kind of feeds off of my personality.
That's awesome.
One right now.
Well, I mean, and even that step is huge because it really opens up the things that like, you know, there's part of your business that there's tasks that need to get done. And then there's other things that like you really add creative value to the company that makes it like really grow. And also the ability for you to stay in like kind of your superpower. You know, so you don't get worn down by the processes and even some of the client services type stuff. That's really cool. One, I think too, it's, like learning from, like you said, the firms that you worked for prior and it kind of just opening your eyes to like, are you ready to step into this and really knowing the weight of it?
Yeah.
So talk to me as like you got inched kind of closer to starting Lawrence Delsner Interiors. What were some of your fears and anxieties with actually stepping out and launching it?
I think just the fear of one, I am so young and people taking me serious, knowing how young I am. But even though I am young, I feel like I'm very wise for my age. And so I was scared of that. And then also I was scared, like, where am I going to get these clients? How am I going to get them? And obviously networking has been like a huge thing for me. Any event that's in town I go to, I pass out my business cards, I talk, whatnot. But yeah, I feel like just not knowing what I was jumping into, that's the scariest part. I mean, it's always easy to go and put in your application and work somewhere else because you know you're going to get a paycheck every 2 weeks and whatnot. So really just, I wanted to be stable. I wanted to have something that made me happy. I wanted to have an income coming in every 2 weeks. So that probably was the really scary part for me. Just the unknown. I'm such a planner. I like to know what's happening in 2 weeks. I like to know what's happening in a month. So just not knowing what was going to happen tomorrow really freaked me out.
Well, that's interesting. You say that as you're talking, I'm like, that being a planner and being strategic is like really good for running a business because it helps you plan things out. You know what I mean? See what's coming up, what's coming down the pike, and then take care of your clients. But then at the same time, it's like, that's something that can, I don't know, be a weight in the sense of like, you know, you're stepping out. Who is my first client? Who's my second client? What is, you know, what are the payment terms of a contract that I have to write for the first time? And so like learning to like balance what's a strength, you know what I mean? It kind of brings out, I don't know, the insecurity ends up bringing out something in you that like you work through and you learn and you process. And then as you grow, which, how old's your business now? Is it?
It's a year and a half.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So a year and a half, 18 months later, you can kind of like almost look back and see those moments that you pushed through and then kind of like not only learn from them, but then like kind of like deposit it in your mind of like, oh, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And you kind of just take the next step. Now you're hiring somebody and now you're going to be training and trying to like learn a different aspect of leadership. Mm-hmm. What, which kind of leads to my next question. Like, what do you feel like, is maybe like your leadership style, and how you're managing that person?
When it comes to design, I'm very set in my ways. I like things to be done a certain way. I'm really organized. And for me, I don't like to move anyway. I like to be how I am. But with my intern, for example, I feel like the worst thing is to work somewhere and feel like you don't have a direction or you don't really know what's going on. So I'm very hands-on. I like to set up weekly text or phone calls. Just because, too, I feel like so many things can slip through the crack. And I never want to think about it. Anything that I do slipping through the crack, especially for like these new custom builds or my renovation projects. So I feel like I'm very flexible, but also I can get a little strict too.
Yeah.
It just depends really on the situation, I would say. But
well, that's cool. Yeah. When I'm sure there's a little bit of feeling out her personality and what she kind of meshes with and what she responds well to. That's really cool.
Yeah.
What do you feel like in the marketplace, your design firm, you know, like what makes you guys stand out?
I would say I'm really flexible with designs. I love all designs. I love contemporary. I love modern. I love really any design group. But I will say I feel like I probably am most known for something that's a little out of the box. I love to use colors and mix textiles. So I will say, I feel like those elements are probably what I'm best known for. I am primarily residential. I've dabbled in commercial before and I love commercial, but for me, for now, I'm just sticking with residential projects. And I love to have fun with my designs. And I think from previous projects, you can see, I can do neutral. I can do a full on purple sitting room, with a green chair. I mean, really, I don't try to limit myself and my designs.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
When I think getting to work with you on a couple of projects here recently and kind of seeing not only your design elements, but like how you interact with the clients and, you know, you're so passionate about each project that you take on. So it's been fun to watch that kind of come out, not only through the design, but in the client journey and the client experience, which I know in hearing the clients talk about you have really appreciated. So it'll be fun to see, you know, as you, again, add people to your team, you can kind of recreate that through your culture.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. What about, what coming up in kind of this next season for your company are you really excited about?
I would say probably going to market. I find so much inspiration at market. It's amazing. If you've never been, you need to go sometime. I mean, I'll give you a pass. but hopefully growing too. I really want to grow. I'd love to have another intern with me possibly. But right now I have a few different projects I'm working on that I'm really excited for. Some renovations, a lot of tile work coming your way. But yeah, I think just all the projects coming and all the projects I'm working on now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about like process wise? Like, are you trying to add anything to like when you kind of taking you back to what you learned from the other firms? Like, what are maybe some of the things that you're setting up that you're trying to make sure that you guys repeatedly do for each client?
I like to pretty much have the same system right now. What works for me is just a lot of communication with the clients. I like to be very transparent, no surprises. So probably just continuing with that, honestly. hopefully just keeping everyone happy.
Yeah. What do you feel like is, I'll get you out of here on this. This will be the last question, but what do you feel like the clients most appreciate working with you?
I feel like maybe just, I'm very personable. So good communication. And honestly, most of the time when clients hire me, they don't want to talk about anything design. They don't know anything about the plumbing or the lighting or really anything. So just knowing they have someone that can kind of handle everything and they can really not even worry about the space until it's done. I keep all the general contractors on their toes, keeping everyone in shape, the builders, I keep everyone in line.
Yeah.
But I think that's the best part because I make the process so seamless and easy for them that they don't have to worry about anything at all, which I feel like that's the whole point of hiring a designer, just to not worry about anything.
Yeah.
So I feel like just my organization and my people skills and really now my intern who helps me. So I think with everything combined, just knowing that they're taken care of.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really coming alongside of them, being an advocate for them, looking out for the things that they may not, you know to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously procuring an amazing design, staying on the vendors and the contractors and making sure that the project comes to fruition the way they dream about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Definitely.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking the time, sharing your story with our clients. I loved hearing it again and really enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking to you too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Refining Exchange podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and we look forward to bringing you the next one.